Missouri Senate leaders denote their top priorities by assigning them the first available bill numbers each year, which in odd-numbered years begin with number 1. And in 2015, Senate Bill 1 is the latest proposal to fix the state's student transfer law. It's sponsored by GOP Senator David Pierce of Warrensburg, who sponsored last year's proposed fix.
We basically survived the summer of 2013 as students very quickly tried to scramble and find other districts to go to when they were trapped inside of an unaccredited district. And so we need to act.
Pierce's bill is similar to the one vetoed last year by Governor Nixon. It would also allow students in unaccredited districts to transfer to private non-sectarian schools in St. Louis County, and Jackson County. Nixon said that the so-called private option violated the state constitution. Senate Republicans, however, made it clear at the time that there could be no transfer fix without it, and Pierce says that will likely hold true this year as well. The Missouri House, meanwhile, has a new speaker, John Deal of Town and Country. He said during a recent Politically Speaking podcast that his top priority is passing business-friendly bills.
With the exception of Illinois to our east, you know, the policies in the states that surround us are a lot more friendly to business and have what many would consider to be a more open environment to starting a business.
Lawmakers last year passed legislation overriding a veto by Nixon that in 2017 will lower the top individual income tax rate to 5.5% and give a 25% deduction to people who report business income on their personal returns. And Deal says they may cut taxes again this year.
I believe all things being equal, the lower your taxes are, the more competitive you are. So I think if there's opportunities to cut taxes again, I think that's something we're going to try to take advantage of those opportunities.
Nixon strongly criticized last year's tax cut, saying that it could punch a nearly $5 billion hole in Missouri's budget every year, and he's expected to oppose any new tax cuts this year. Meanwhile, numerous bills have been pre-filed in response to the unrest following the fatal shooting of 18-year-old African-American Michael Brown by white former police officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson. They include such things as mandating body cameras for all police officers in Missouri and placing more restrictions on the use of tear gas and other anti-riot measures. Democratic House member Brandon Ellington of Kansas City chairs the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus.
So I feel that if the police officers actually treated a lot of the citizens with respect, you wouldn't see people out there violently protesting. You wouldn't see people out there trying to agitate the law enforcement because they feel like they have a place where they can vent and they feel like they're being respected.
Ellington also wants to abolish grand juries in Missouri, describing them as secretive and antiquated. Other Ferguson-related bills would require either a special prosecutor or the Attorney General's office to investigate officer-involved shootings. Others would crack down on police departments that engage in racial profiling. Medicaid expansion may be introduced again, but it is likely to fail again. GOP Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph said last month on Twitter, quote, "Let me be crystal clear, we won't be expanding Medicaid," end quote. There are also several proposals for new ethics reforms, including limits on campaign contributions. Deal, however, strongly opposes capping those donations. The 2015 legislative session begins Wednesday at high noon. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.